gbàdúrà ní kúkúrú.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you for making it possible for us to see the first day of the month, the third month of the year. We are very grateful for your cares, every moment, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month. We are very grateful, Lord. Our great nights are coming in. It has been under your supervision at all times. You so much care for us until you came because of us. You said, greater love are no man than this, that a man love his friends, and he gave his life unto them. Lord Jesus, not only that, after you are giving your life unto us, you mobilize agents to be our bodyguards throughout this life journey. Your word says they encamp us round that are heir of salvation. We are very grateful to you. Despite the ages that you are mobilized, your watchful eyes still watches us anywhere we go. We just appreciate you, Father. Thank you, Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Thank you for the journey to Ado and back. Thank you for your children that put their cars on the road and their labor of love, how they drove, and the rest of it. Oh God, thank you for the success of the entire program. Though some of your servants are still there, especially Brother Olagu and Fabio, so try to help them set things in order. May you help him, oh God.
Amen.
May everybody, Lord, be subject to the word of God.
Amen.
It's our prayer, so Father. Thank you, Master. Now that everybody has been around, the family might not feel the absence of their papa so much, but by the time everybody leaves, they will know that something has happened to the family. But then, we look unto you, O God, to be their help. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the Sunday school and the abundance of blessings we receive from the same. Thank you for the leading of the song leader, the special numbers, the messages that the souls have carried. We are very grateful to you. We appreciate you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name.
Hallelujah.
So we'll be opening the word to continue to re-echo the things that you have caused to be store for us. We ask, O God, that in the course of it, teach us doctrine, rebuke us, Lord, correct us, instruct us, O God, because we know, we say, who among you is a father who does not chastise his child? Say, it is because of your love for us that is why you correct us, that's why you rebuke us, that is why you give us instructions, so that we might not perish with the world. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
It's true that God loves appreciation. Because Jesus healed 10 lepers. Only one person came to appreciate.
And
Jesus said, where about the nine? Appreciation is good. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You see, there's something I normally say. There's something I used to say. I'm sorry for my poor grammar. Bear with me. You see, if God, like the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever will believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
If
because God loves us, he left his glory, put on flesh like you and
me.
He subjected himself to temptations and trials like we are subjected to. He suffered so that we might have eternal life.
Ki a ba le ni iya ni pekun.
My belief has always been,
igbagbo mi nigba gbogbo ni wipe,
I don't see what we can do for each other.
Mi o mo n ta le se funra wa.
That we amount to anything.
Ti o le ni iye kan lori.
Compared to what God has done for us.
Ta le fi we ohun ti Olorun ti se fun wa.
As an example.
Gege bi apere.
Before us.
Ni waju wa o.
As Jesus said.
Jesus si wipe.
In the scriptures.
Ninu iwe mimo o.
He said, whosoever we bless you is blessed. Whosoever we curse you is cursed. One of the scriptures he said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. And so on and so forth. Then the question came back. Master, where did we see you naked and we clothed you? Where did we see you hungry and we fed you? And the answer was, as long as you have done it to the least of these that believe in me, you
have
done it for me. You see, like the teacher in the Sunday school adult was emphasizing revelation.
Gege bi olukoni ni ile eko ojo simi agba tin tenumo pataki ifihan.
Oh yes, it's very, very important.
Ele ise pataki o se koko.
Without revelation,
lai si ifihan,
there are so many things you will do.
O opolopo nkan lo se
that you shouldn't have done, that shouldn't have been done if you have revelation. When I see the teacher emphasizing that this morning, it was a confirmation to me that the sermon I want to preach this morning, it's what God wants us to hear. May God help us. You see, church, we are come to a stage in the message of the hour that even if we speak parable, the message that is in the message, we ought to have known it. You know, when students are preparing for exams, apart from the fact that it takes some extra time in school, when they come back home, they want to study what they have been taught. They want to revise those things. I have seen some students when they want to read, as sleep is disturbing them, they pour water in a bucket. They put their legs inside. They just create an unusual atmosphere to keep them awake. Because all that they have been taught in the exam, they will bring it out. May God help us. We have passed this stage. Whether the messenger of the age, William R. O'Brien, is true or false, we have passed that stage. We
are
past that stage. Because God said, if a prophet or anyone spiritual comes before you and he speaks in my name, And it comes to pass. And
he
keeps speaking in my name. If he speaks 20 times in the name of the Lord, and it comes to pass 20 times, he said, fear him. He said, because and with him. And he said, if anybody comes in the name of a prophet and he speaks in my name, it doesn't come to pass. Even if he speaks 20, 19 come to pass. He said, don't fear him. He has spoken presumptuously. You can hear like when Brother Abraham is preaching sometimes, he will stop and ask the audience, have I ever spoken in the name of the Lord? And it doesn't come to pass. It tens of thousands of times. Brother Abraham cannot be wrong. This Bible that God is going to judge the world by, the Bible was written by prophets. Because the Bible says holy men of God were writing as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. From Genesis to Revelation, it's infallible. You know, no man can be so accurate. But God, it has pleased God. It has pleased God to use man to do these things. God could have used the moon to write the Bible, or the sun to write the Bible, because with God, no impossibility, he can do anything. But he used man to write the Bible. And he also decided to use man to talk to man. In the message Total Deliverance, Brother Abraham said, he mentioned the fivefold ministry.
Apostles,
prophets,
evangelists,
pastors,
and
teachers. And he said, every one of them, they are special. And he made a statement attached to every one of them, the area of their specialization. Amen.
Amen.
He told us that if God called you to be a prophet, there are two kinds of prophets in the Bible. The major prophet, the minor prophet. Like Paul was major, Agabus was minor. The minor prophet
will
take the message of the age that the major prophet brings. But as to whether he will see visions, oh sure. Whether he can interpret dreams, oh sure. Whether he can have those seers the Lord, oh sure. The only difference is that the message of that day comes to that major messenger. Amen.
Amen.
We remember when Paul was, he came to somewhere and, with the house of an evangelist.
Philip.
And he put his girdle on the table. Agabus and some other brethren came to the house. Agabus just took the gadu,
divided
his hands and his legs. He said, thus says the Lord. He said the owner of this garden, this is how he be bound in Jerusalem. Hello?
Hello. Amen.
The children of Philip, they were virgins. That is what the Bible says. They were prophesying, telling Paul what was awaiting him. Until the brethren gathered together and said, hey, you must not go. Apostle, why are you doing this? You want to break my heart? He said, I'm not only prepared to be bound, I'm ready to die for this cause. Where they could not stop him, they resorted to God's will be done. Amen.
Amen.
Our God does not change. It does not change. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you. I say, God bless you. We are praying to see a minor prophet in our midst. When I say in our midst, I'm not actually referring to this tabernacle. If it pleases God to raise one here, praise God. If it pleases Him to raise one in the U.S., praise God. Anywhere it pleases Him to raise one, we will recognize by the help of the message. We will recognize that this man has a prophetic office. Agabus was not as he was not afraid that the major prophet was there. This is Paul that said, if an angel come down from heaven and say any other thing other than what he has said, the angel should be accursed. Hello. Hello. Ogbeni Tojo Kosi Computer, do you know where that scripture is? If an angel come down from heaven. Pardon?
Galatia 1.
For a man to talk like that, you know that he knows where he
studied.
Where is Joel? Is Joel in the church? But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. If you stand on this scripture alone and see what the denominations are preaching today, you know when Jesus came, he had 12 apostles. There was no woman there. Do you know why? Because the Bible says women should not preach. Today you have ladies evangelists, pastors, all over the place. Are they right? Or the word of God is right? Brother Brown told us the reason why God didn't allow woman to preach is because she was responsible for the fall. Period. Don't preach. That is the will of God for woman. You take the pulpit,
you
are out of the will of God. May God help us. Brother Sam asked me to greet you. I spoke with him this morning. And he said greetings. So many people we met over there that sent greetings. The father of Brother Majerson said greetings. The mother said greetings. The mother of Sister Ayo, Sister Joseph Ayo, said greetings. Elderly people, the father of Kehinde Adegu, say greetings. Brother James, Joluwa Lucy, we know him very well. Yeah, say greetings. You know, he used to come to us before. I stopped him from coming because I believe in discipline. I will tell you what he did. I'm forgiving him now, so you can see him anytime. The reason why I stopped him was that when he was coming here, the church was intact. The brethren in Ido has not but the brethren, for whatsoever reason, why the brethren left, I was expecting him. If you are going to preach to those people, you should see me first.
And
then what happened? These people, I know you together. Why did they break away? But he didn't. I was surprised one time we went there. I don't know what took us there. I can't remember. We met him. He was holding meeting with them. I was so discouraged. Since that time, he had been trying to come around. I told him he should just stay away for the meeting. If he has come to me and asked, I told him, well, this is what happened. And he told me he wants to go and preach today. I will stop him. Are you getting me? We must do things the right way. Brother Emmanuel Arodogu was with us here. And he claimed he had a ministry. He was praying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When he testified, he had the Holy Ghost. He only go and marry. He didn't start his ministry. And he told us he was going to Lagos for business. But he didn't leave for Lagos. He stayed here and he ended up in Ido, preaching in that place. I've met him several times. I said, brother, don't be ungrateful. We were praying for you to receive the Holy Ghost. And you have received the Holy Ghost. You told us you are going to Lagos. You end up in Ido. And you are preaching there. The church doors are open. They come and preach to us. Till tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
I'm the type. I believe in the unity of the bride. I don't believe in something like this above brethren. Let me tell you something. I hope you know Mr. Dasadi. How many assemblies do we have in Ibadan at that time? The one where Pastor Noah Abolade is pastoring. The one where Brother Dan is pastoring now in a Crane. They see another one. Sir? Brother Franklin George.
Ah, Ijo Arakunrin Franklin George.
Plus our assembly.
Ati Ijo
Arakunrin. I was responsible for our joint meetings during Easter.
Emi ni mo seto bi a se ma npe jo ni akoko ajinde lati sesin papo.
I don't believe if you see a quarrel.
That's
my wife sitting down there. Then ask her whether we had disagreement one day and what Tuesday I didn't greet her. Ask her. I don't believe in those funny things. Look, church, is it that you are a Christian or you are not a Christian? A Christian is a man, is a woman that is born of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And when that happens, that brings the character of Jesus to brothers and
sisters.
You were said to Brother Martins. Are you getting me? What Abraham said, if the spirit of Beethoven is put in a man, automatically he will do the work of Beethoven. If the spirit of Shakespeare is put in a man, automatically he will do the work of Shakespeare. He said, because that was the spirit that was working through that person. Amen.
Amen.
Why do we say that? So to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus.
Hello?
Do you know where that hymn is? Bring it up. Make we sing it. I'm already preaching. No. God bless you. I say God bless you. If the husband is the husband is like Jesus, the wife is like Jesus, where is
quarrel?
Where is fight? In the family. Let us sing it. Don't bother to play your stuff. Keep your fingers. From Bethlehem, came for a stranger. On a
log.
To be like
him.
My faithful Savior,
oh, look, Balami, to talk.
How rich is faith?
Oh, look, in Lord, to no jury.
Oh, let her
know. You know, I hear you, Mumbelaka,
to be like
King Ledabire,
to be like Jesus,
Lati Dabi Jason,
to be like Jesus,
Lati Dabi Jason.
Oh, let our
Lord
to be like
him,
or to like John from to blue. I only
ask
to be like
him.
Amen.
Amen.
You see what God is expecting you and me to be.
Abraham
says, so is like Jesus. Abraham is like Jesus. Where will gossip come from? Ibony gossip man gba wa.
Ibony oro eyin banire ni je o
si wa. Satan is completely defeated.
Ja na satani ati feyin re bale.
Oh man. Brothers.
Yara.
Sisters.
Arabin arakun.
The Bible say walk out your salvation.
Ibe ni e lepa e
se. With fear and trembling.
Pelu iwariri ati eru.
You know yourself.
O mo ra re.
More than anybody else knows you.
Ibi eni keni se mo.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is our standard.
Only Oshuwan.
And listen very closely. The only thing that can ever make you to be like Jesus is that the spirit that Jesus had without measure that dwell in him, a measure of it has been promised to you. Once you receive
him,
2 Corinthians chapter At least chapter 5, verse 70 or
something. Bring it to present.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Do you believe that? And all things are of God, who are reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Listen. Coming to the Lord's table.
It's
really not the evidence that you have the Holy Ghost. Because what Abraham said, millions we come to the Lord's table that will not see God. It's a direct statement of the prophet. Millions.
Okay.
We eat the Lord's Supper.
Millions
will be pastors. Millions will be apostles. Millions will be evangelists. Millions will claim to be prophets that will not see God. May God help us. You see, you should examine yourself. When Jesus gathered the 12 apostles, the way Jesus called Peter, that is the way he called Judas Iscariot. Remember, it was not by mistake. Jesus is God, he makes no mistake. I think he wanted to clear the minds of the people. That is why he said, have I not chosen you to it? And one of you is a devil. Jesus knew that Judah was a devil. The job that Judah is to do, it takes a devil to do it. Peter couldn't have done it, or anybody else. He had to take Judas to do the work of
Judas.
That is why I think the last supper that they had, he said, the one that dipped his hand with me in the, will betray me. Peter said, is it me? The other one said, is it me? The other, when Judas says it, he said, thou sayest. Hello?
Hallelujah.
When Judas stood up and he was going, Jesus told him, that thing you are going to do, do it quickly. Did that stop Judas?
He
couldn't be stopped. The way he was ordained to go, that is the way he has to go. Praise God, amen.
Amen.
It's like what you stood up from the master's table with the mind that you are going to betray the man. As you stood up, he said, that thing you are going to do, do it quickly. Would you expect that to have stopped Judas? Man, he couldn't be stopped. He came from somewhere and he must go back to where he comes from. God bless the church. I'm happy that God is God. It doesn't make mistakes. Not at all. No matter what people say about our message, no matter how much they want to criticize our prophet, the Bible says, my sheep will hear my voice. When they hear it, they will follow me. Say the voice of strangers, Did they not listen?
Won ki yo gba.
Amen.
Amen.
The vindications in the ministry of the prophet. God cannot be vindicating lies. He cannot be vindicating fake. Listen. There was a time. Let me mention two occasions. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They rose up against Moses. They say, every day Moses, last year Moses, this year again Moses, everything Moses. Now only Moses day here. Is it only Moses that they hear from God? God Korah, we know they hear from God. Abiram, we know they hear from God. It was an argument now in the camp. And Moses went to God. God said, hey, go back to the camp. I proclaim this word that anyone that have the fear of God, let him line up behind you. The camp was divided. Korah here, Dathan here, Abiram here, Moses here. All of them have people that line up behind them. The one that line up at the back of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. If they did not believe them, they will not line up behind them. They believe them, they line up behind them. The one that line up behind Moses is because he believed Moses. Then, if this argument has come like this, God, who have the final say, has to do something. But God had told Moses, if this man, if this wicked man die natural death, you know God has not said me. Hey, children, don't talk. When I was in my room, I was seeing you people talking. Don't talk. You can't be talking and talking and you will hear me. You will understand. It means that when you go to your children class, you don't listen to what is being said. I won't mention your name because it's the embarrassing period. What happened? Normally, like we went to witness in Ado Ekiti. They have dug the grave. Even cement it. They use digger and shovel to dig the grave. But the grave of those of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram are those that line up with them. It was God that did the grave. He just opened ground, swallowed them up, sealed them up. Who will challenge Moses now? Can the Talofe challenge Moses? Who? God bless you. I say, God bless you. This message is getting to a point that there be no more arguments. No more arguments. Seven thunders are not ready. Seven thunders are ready. And this or that. Look, Brother Brown said, when it's getting to the time that the rapture will take place, he said the members of the bride, they will be so much like Christ.
Amen.
Do you know,
yeah, man,
that when the prophet first started his ministry, all the denominations, they love him. Because he will come and pray for the sick. Because he's praying for the sick. That will attract very big, large audience. So offering will be very much. Not that they believe what he was preaching. Remember, his ministry has three stages. When the ministry climbed to the second stage, the denomination began to refuse it. If you have noticed one time, they advertise meetings in his name. Whereas he was not aware. He was not aware. The prophet did not say one word. They gather the multitude. After they have taken offering, they say, "We are sorry. That brother Abraham will not be able to come." They gather the people for the offering. The Bible says we came into this world naked. And we are going naked. Recently, I was talking to my wife. Don't be surprised, I always refer to my wife. It's the two of us that are at home. I call my wife and say, "Ah, these suits that are here, they are over 40. I'm not joking. I say, if I die, now only one they go put on me. What will happen to others?" I discuss further with her about what he had in mind about the suits. Brothers, sisters, may God help us. May God help us. There is only one thing that is needful in this life, and that is Christ. Are you following me? I will read the Bible, because we can do like this and finish. May God help us. After food arrangement, the Bible says we should be satisfied. We brought nothing here. We are taking nothing out of this place. The only thing we are asked to take out of this place is something that will make us to be like Christ. And that is what we want to preach on this morning. Do you know that there are some churches, two ministers cannot stay in that church? They fuse and quarrel against themselves. Wow. This one claims to have the Holy Ghost. This one claims to have the Holy Ghost. Is the Holy Ghost fighting himself? Hello. Holy Ghost fighting himself. This bro, okay. This bro, Femi. Have I ever talked to you about any of the ministers in this place? I can ask that question from any minister that is here. I don't talk anyhow. If I have anything with you, I will settle it with you. But some people will come. That is not the Holy Ghost. That spirit is a Holy Ghost. Ghost is your holy
name.
Show us the fruit of the Spirit.
Galatians
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If you are a man and you say you have the Holy Ghost, you see all the foul women on the street, you see the lust after them, what you have is not the Holy Ghost. You think God will be lusty after woman? You don't know what the Holy Ghost is. Today, the women are back to Nikas again.
Pines.
Even if they come out without anything, it will not bother a man filled with the Holy Ghost. It will bother him. It's a union. It's a union. It's connected with the Almighty God. And the Bible says to know Him is life. Not to know His word. You can know His word. The Bible says the letter killeth. It is the Spirit that giveth life. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What Abraham said, you are filled with the Holy Ghost. You love everybody. Let's read scripture before we go on. Let me say this. Anywhere you see quarrel, the devil is behind it.
Satani lo wa leyin
re. Let's
tell ourselves the truth.
Ejuni,
it is the devil.
It cannot be God.
Ko le je Olorun.
This is a son of God.
Omo Olorun ni yi.
Believe me, I'm also a son of God. He has the Spirit of God. I have the Spirit of God. Then God now wants to fight God. That is why the prophet said, an elect. An elect cannot persecute another elect. God bless you. I say, God bless you. If you and your wife are at loggerheads, is either your wife is not converted, or you are converted, vice versa. Amen.
Amen.
May God help us. We are going to somewhere. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. When I finish, I will come back and receive you to myself, so that where I am, there you will be also. That is my peace. That is my satisfaction. Not any other thing. The other time, things broke into our house. Carry so many things. My laptop. Carry it. iPad. Carry it. So many things they carry. I say, this one, like small thieves. I want real thieves. Come on, Shoshuka. I carry the house. So that when I come back, I will meet an open field. Then I will know that a thief has come to the house. That's my wife. We didn't cause so. We didn't cause our shape. Sorry, I don't believe that Christian can shape. Never she shape. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Hello. Kini Baba Yiso.
You say, what is this man saying?
We traveled to somewhere some years ago.
Lord,
I And the minister wanted to, we were talking. There was a problem that we were to resolve. And when the minister was to talk, he went and brought the quarrel between Nnamdi Azikiwe and Chief Obafemi Awolowo. So this is where you are. You are still Trabalisi. Let me tell you, the bride will comprise all members of the tribe of the world. Don't be surprised. There will be Fulani among the bride. There will be Hausas among the bride. Every tribe of the nations will be among the bride. One thing is this. Once Christ gets a hold of you, he changes you, changes your nature to his own nature.
Amen.
God bless you. That is why if you were an armed robber and you are converted, that is good night to that work. Even if you were a prostitute and you are converted, it's good night to that prostitution. Yes. Some people, they say in our family, this is the sickness that used to kill them. But Abraham said, once you are converted, he said, you have another parent. You have another parent. What used to kill your whatever, it will not reach you.
Amen.
Oh, man. God bless you. I went to the hospital recently to do some eye checkup. I was just so carried away by the joy of salvation. I just danced, entered the hall where the people were sitting. I look strange to them. I didn't mind them at all. One of the patients, one woman with red lips, she said, you are very happy. I say,
I have salvation.
The lips is as red as Jezebel. I say, Mama.
Let's tell ourselves the truth.
In the Bible.
In the Bible.
Obeni
Kososho. There's only one woman.
Lokuete.
That painted her lips.
And the Bible says, God fed her to the dogs. She started stammering. Other women started laughing. That's a sermon. You see, God bless you, sir. Our papa here was one of those who traveled to Ado. All the departments that Bamisaye has worked, did they testify contrary to each other? Look, when you are a Christian, if you are in the midst of devils, you are still a Christian. Because among all spirits, the spirit of God is the most senior of all of them. That is why I don't believe people say, don't go to your village because there is one witch there. It's ridiculous. So people said, this is woman that gave birth to them. They suck the breast. So the woman has become old now. They say it's a witch. And you are claiming to be a Christian. You are only going to church. There is no spirit that will see the Holy Ghost and not bow. I wish I could tell you something. May God help us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The Holy Ghost is God Himself. God will be afraid of evil spirits. He has given us authority. He said, in my name, they that believe in me, we cast out devils. You don't even have to be a minister. Hello? Once you are a believer, you cast out devils. Order them to come out. Then you come out. But make sure that you are a Christian. If not, another experience of sons of Sceva. They say, we adjure you in the name of Jesus, that Paul preached. The devil replied, Say Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? The Bible says, they leap on them, beat them, strip them naked. God bless you. I say, God bless you. People that looking at television, all these worldly things, because they lack something, the joy of salvation, you will almost explode.
Oh man.
Why should I? May God help us. Just sit down. Let me read this scripture. Let's turn to our Bibles. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Verses 1 to 3. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 1 to 3. Not see them. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shall thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou comest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou comest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life.
Iwo ko gboro je akara wiwu pelu re ijo meje ni iwo o fi je akara alaiwu pelu re ani onje iponju nitori pe iwo ti ile Egipti jade wa ni kanju ki iwo ki o le ma ranti ojo ti iwo ti ile Egipti jade wa li ojo aye re gbogbo.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Ki oluwa fi ibuku si kika ati gbigbo oro re.
Let me just read a few things from this. The message we are looking at is God's chosen place of worship. You know, I've noticed something. We know what we went through before we bought this drum set. There were a lot of battles. Finally, we bought
it.
I found out one thing. The way we are zealous to play those instruments. If we are zealous like that to receive the Holy Ghost, there
will
be many, or there will be any of us remaining without the Holy Ghost. You make sure that the one that played this one, he played it rightly. The one that played
guitar,
play it rightly. All these things are fine. Don't misunderstand me. May God give you understanding. But remember, all these instruments you are using, in the name that you are worshiping God, if you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, you have not reached the place where you can worship God yet. You are just on your way to that place. If you have repented of your sins, and you have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, you don't know nothing about what we are talking about. Hello?
Amen.
A minister can fall in that category. A deacon can fall in it. A trustee can fall in it. A song leader can fall in it. Anybody can fall in it. Brothers and sisters, the only victory you can ever have, get the Holy Ghost. When you have the Holy Ghost, you can travel to Karan and Moda without anybody following you. The Holy Ghost will guide you. You have been hearing sometimes ministers, they fool around with girls in their church or women. Brothers and sisters, a man filled with the Holy Ghost will not fall at the gate of a woman. It's contrary to the Bible. Contrary to
the
Bible. I said it in the minister's meeting some years ago. Some people said, well, it's a adultery is a mistake. I disagree with you a million times. A mistake? Do you know the process that you go through as addressed?
So,
I have to remove this coat. Remove my shirt. Where am I going? You say it's a mistake. You can tell the best in the air. Maybe they will listen to you. Are you a fornicator? Or you are an adulteress? You need the Holy Ghost. Say, why is this man talking like this? It is because without the Holy Ghost, you cannot make the rapture. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you claim. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, your nakedness will show. God bless you. Look, the apostles, Jesus only told them, tarry in the city of Jerusalem, until you be endued with power from on high. He didn't prescribe upper room for them. It was fear that took them to upper room. When they received the Holy Ghost, the fear disappeared. Until the Sanhedrin Council, they called them, they said, don't preach in this name again. Boldness came. He said, hey, you consider it? Are we to obey you or to obey God? The Holy Ghost make you bold. Not bold in foolishness. You cannot hold my list with the Holy Ghost. You can't do it. Oh man. Jesus said,
Jesus, we pray,
you have had them of old time that said, love those that love you. I hate those that hate you. He said, but I say unto you, even those that hate you, love them. Let me tell you one thing.
There is no way someone can hate you.
He can't do you no harm. He that protects you is the controller of heaven and earth.
Amen.
That is why I will never compromise. But Abraham said, compromise is not in the heart of the believer. In simplicity, I will tell you the truth. Because I'm going to be responsible for what I preach. But what you do with it is between you and God. Praise God, amen.
Amen.
The ado we went, the last born of Abishai is about 16 years old. When I was doing the internet, I asked the boy, have you been baptized? He shake hands. At 16, when the prophet told us at the age of 12, you have hit the age of accountability. Whatever you do is recorded by God. Then you are 16. Other side, he prayed drum and do everything in the church. I don't care what you pray. There is no promise in this Bible that God will rapture drummers. Hello. Hello. This kind of thing I'm saying, consider it. If you think I'm out of the way, meet me in the office. There is no such a promise. The promise is for the bride. By one spirit, we all, whether we be musicians, whether we be song leaders, whether we be deacons, whether we be trustees, whether we be ministers, by one spirit, we all are baptized into one body. Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
That is why it sounds funny when somebody is saying that you don't have the Holy Ghost. What are you talking
about?
Maybe there are some people you can talk to like that, not me. What are you talking? The Holy Ghost has fellowship with every day. Last night, till this day break, I didn't sleep. I was just fellowshipping. Then you tell me, that is not ordinary. I don't always be like that. Oh, hallelujah, church. God bless you. Let me tell you one thing. There is nothing you can take from me on earth that I will count to be anything. If you like, tell me I'm no longer your pastor. I will love you as I have been loving you. I will pray for you as I have been praying for you. So my joy is not because I'm a pastor. It's a big responsibility. My joy is this. I have passed from death unto life.
Hallelujah.
If death comes to me today with smile on my face, I will go. I will just encourage you people. Hey,
welcome.
My time has come. But Abraham said, what if God finished with you? Nothing can take you. When we get to Ado, we greeted people, chat with people, until we get to where the madam of the brother that went, I couldn't help it. I was weeping. I said, sister, let me encourage you. When your husband was alive, this is what he was preaching. This is the practical of it. But remember, Your husband is not dead.
Ọkọ yín ò kú o.
We are not presuming that.
A kan ma kugbu lori eleyi.
It is thus says the Lord.
O je bayi ni Oluwa wi o.
I say your husband is your brother Abraham in the same dimension. We see him again. When you talk about revelation, how can you have spiritual revelation without the help of the Holy Ghost? How can you do it? Where will the revelation come from? When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is responsible to give you revelation of the plan and program of God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
When Bosworth was dying, Brother Brown came there because they worked together. He said, F. F. Bosworth. He said, when was your happiest time as a Christian?
He said,
now. He said, do you know you are dying? He said, no, I'm not dying. No. I'm only going home. I died many years ago. Oh, hallelujah, church. Look, this thing we are saying, they are not funny. They are realities of the Almighty God. You pass from death unto life. I don't care. If I die, you don't want to bury me. Let dove. Let dove eat me. In the first resurrection, I will come out with another body.
Amen.
Do you know that John the Baptist was buried without head? You think in the resurrection he will come without head? Forget about it. Oh, God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Don't play church. Make sure you get the Holy Ghost. You will love everybody. Everybody, I say, everybody. He say, pe aburo mi lele.
Or
egbo mi lele. No. No. Everybody. Because God. Who is God? The God of
Abraham.
The God of Isaac. The God of Israel. The God of Hausas. The God of what do you call them now? Fulani. The God of the Yorubas. The God of the Igbos. The God of every humanity. Is the one that is in you. Oh, merciful God. May
Hallelujah.
God help us.
Ki Olorun ran wa lowo.
I say may God help us.
Olorun ran wa lowo.
They say, ah, that is the Igbo. They always say this. That is where you are Igbo. When you are converted, you are neither Igbo. You are not Igbo in Nigeria when you are converted.
O isomo Igbo, o isomo Nigeria.
You are born from above.
Ati bi Olatorun wa.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buku fun yin jo.
I say God bless you. Brothers, sisters, don't risk it. Don't risk it. You can't make it without the Holy Ghost. And let me come home now. The prophet told us, what entitled you to the Holy Ghost is your full submission to the word of God. That is what gave you. It's what entitled you to the Holy Ghost. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Don't
play with it. That is the only thing that will take you in the rapture. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Help me wake that young man, closing his eyes. Wake up now. Why? It's normal. No, but it's a G only, they be on time. But the prophet has told us, I said it last Sunday, the prophet has told us, when this is happening, get up and shake yourself. We are in church for something. Don't sleep in church. God bless you. I say, God bless you. There is no place I cannot stay. No place. Why? Because the kingdom of God is in my soul. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the kingdom of God is in your soul. Let me tell you, Jehovah Witnesses came to my house one time. How can you be Jerry and it
over?
They knock at the gate. I open. I say, I want to say, when he read it, he closed the Bible. They left. God bless you. I say, God bless you. People talk about lying, talk about cheating. Look, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you will prefer the other person than yourself.
If you are eating together,
and there are meat in that soup, if you finish on time and you want to take meat, you will not even take the bigger one, you will take the smaller one. When Jesus came here, oh man, the Almighty God Himself, He said, I came not to be served, but He was a servant. He did not wash the feet of the apostles. What are you talking? Who are we? Ordinary dogs. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Just get the Holy Ghost. And you are settled. Some of you, if you need that, you want to pray, you sleep off. The Holy Ghost is power for service. Power for service. Why that's a vigil without anybody assisting you?
A vigil by yourself without anybody. With the help
when we were doing family altar this morning, I was dozing. I told my wife, because we parted in the night. I told her, since that time till now, Miosu. People have been advising me. You see, they're slow. You are talking as men. Was it Caleb who came to Joshua? He said, the strength that I was at that time, it has not diminished. Give me this mountain. Who do you call God? God bless you. I say, God bless you. God Abraham was asking a question. He said, a man that is filled with demons, he says sometimes is double of his strength. He said, what do you expect of God? The strength of God is made perfect in weakness. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
I say, God bless you. If Satan come in a million ways, he will go at 2 million ways. He can do us no harm. Do you believe that? There is no weapon that is fashioned against you that shall prosper. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Benjamin, God bless you, my brother. Shalom to your soul. Amen and amen. Saying amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Blessings and glory glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, giving, I honor our Rama. Be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, and the people received power, people came and come around and say, these people, the way they are doing, they are filled with new wine. Peter stood up and said, hey man, this is not new wine palabra. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my
words.
For these are not drunken, as you suppose. See, it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my Sabbath and on my advent, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor or smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. When Peter spoke those things, the people said, men are brethren, what shall we do in order to be saved? And Peter said, men are brethren, let me pray. Are you repeating? He said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Your sins are not remitted until you genuinely repented of them and you are baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall
call.
Hello.
Amen.
May God help us. Men that are filled with the Holy Ghost, they don't strive against themselves. The position you are, God put you there. You cannot be me. I cannot be you. Where is the strife?
What is it?
Hello?
Kilo
faja.
Oh,
that be people.
It's like the water you are going to fetch
will not pass you.
It won't go.
Why am I fighting you?
Why
God has put you in your position. He's able to take care of you. God has put me here. He's able to take care of me. Where is the fight? Anytime, anywhere you see fight is the devil. Oh, Nigbagbo. But that is the truth.
Hello.
Hello,
sir.
God bless you. I went to a World Supermarket. I was just whispering one chorus. One woman came with a trouser. He went to start singing. I said, "Hey!" I said, "It's an abomination." I said, "Have you not read your Bible that you should not put your trousers as a woman?"
Only, Ishe Mani.
I agree with you, Ishe Ni. But you have chosen Ishe rather than God. She went to work on, I was looking at me straight. Look! You don't struggle to live right. He that is in you, his purity, his holiness, it is his life that comes out from you. You do good unconsciously. How can you be inside water and not be wet? It's not possible. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I was going out the other time. I wasn't driving. I reached, what do you call it?
Ele.
I saw some women. All of them were in trousers. They were distributing tracts. They were dancing. Money, Baba, Agba. Sorrow now. Money, Tiba, sorrow.
You won't like me. You won't like what I will say. You won't like me again.
I said, this thing you are doing, God didn't call you to do this work. God. Money, you'll be disappointed. You are the hater.
Let me already.
A woman that put her trousers, she reflects. What will stop her? Look, church. May God help us. The Bible says, in sin, we were conceived. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Came to the world speaking lies. You don't teach your children how to lie. It's nature is born in them. When we were small, we were lying. You can't help it. But along the line, when you meet the gospel, and you repented, and you were baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God fill you with the Holy Ghost, that is good night to every unrighteousness. Some people, they can't eat the food you cook for them. They are afraid whether you will poison them. Jesus said, you will even eat poison. It will not hurt you. Every dog says the Lord cannot fail. God bless you. I say, God bless you. God chose this place of worship. It's in Christ. When you are in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you have no problem. Not that you will make it. You have made it. Hello? You have made it. Until God takes you, no power can contaminate your life. No power can contaminate your life. If God wants to defend you, let the open machine gun or you will not work. You know what? Paul was traveling with the people in a ship. Before they move out of that place, Paul told them, don't move. There is danger. They didn't listen to him. When they move, for about 10 or 14 days, they were restless. Nobody can eat food. Until the angel of the Lord located Paul. If you are a child of God,
to ba jo mo Olorun,
the all see eye of God,
oju Olorun to ri ohun gbogbo,
he watches you.
O ku o.
The angel of the Lord came to the ship.
Angeli Olorun wa sinu oko na.
He told Paul.
O so fun Paul.
He said, don't worry.
Oni ma damu.
The ship
oko yi o
will be destroyed.
A o palara yo.
But because you are here,
ṣugbọn to po wa
ni, all the people traveling with you,
gbogbo awon to rin irin ajo pelu re,
I give them to you.
O fi emi won le o, o fi fun o.
Paul told them.
Paul sọ fún wọn.
He said, "You should have obeyed when I say we should move."
Ó ní ó yẹ kẹ ti gbọ́ nígbà tí mo kìlọ̀ pé ká má lọ.
Otherwise, we will not have run into this danger.
Bí ó ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀, àbá ti máa ń ṣàdá.
They never relent.
Ṣùgbọ́n
síbẹ̀ síbẹ̀. The angel of the Lord.
Angeli Olorun.
Who saw where I am?
Ìránṣẹ́ ni
tẹ̀mí ṣe. He appeared to me.
Ó farahàn mí.
He has sent all of you here.
Ó sì sọ pé gbogbo
yín ni ọkọ yìí. He has given you to me.
Ó ti fi ẹ̀yin.
But as for the ship,
it
will wreck.
Ọkọ yìí ó ṣègbé.
That is why when they wanted to finally stop,
they
wanted to drop out. He said, if you drop out, you are your own.
But
if you are with me here,
I
can guarantee your safety. Who do you call God? God will take care of his own. From heart to glory. Amen.
Amen.
Look, before you say, I'm a worshiper of God now, you must be a Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's how to be a true worshiper.
You
remember when Jesus was discussing with the woman of Samaria? Can you project that scripture and let us see? I thank God. I don't want to be like anybody. I want to be like Christ. Jesus Christ, like himself alone. So if you are thinking I want to be like somebody, you are mistaken. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Come on. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. It was because of this woman that Jesus passed that place. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep, O Nidoro. From where then hast thou thy living water? Omi to jade inu konga, ki se living water. Are thou greater than our father Jacob? Yes. Because he was talking to the God of Jacob. Which gave us the well? Yes. And drank thereof himself? And his children, and his cattle, yes. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give thee shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give thee shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I touch not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband and come here. You know that was the problem of the woman. She has flirted with five men. The sixth one, now he dey with. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. The prophet said, the woman was thinking that Jesus will be the next victim. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, And he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. Is that saidest thou truly? The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and he said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Listen to the answer. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh where ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah's coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Very few times you find Jesus telling somebody like that. Brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You talk about satisfaction. You will be satisfied when you have the Holy Ghost. What anybody does to you doesn't matter. He calls your papa, he calls your mama, he abuses you, he accuses you wrongly. You go to a corner and say, God forgive
me.
Who do you call God? Amen. Amen. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, without the Holy Ghost, how do you make it?
You
take the Holy Ghost to make you to fly, to meet with the Lord in the air. It's God that will do it. The Holy Ghost in you. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Are you a driver? Or you drive yourself? All those, what do you call them? All those bikes,
Okadas.
How do you react when you do something wrong with you? To you, how do you react? Let me tell you one thing. No matter what they do to you, you cannot react badly to them. If you do it, it's because of what is in your heart. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You even pity them. But when you say, hey, that is not the Holy Ghost. You'll be talking to someone say, it's not our language. Holy Ghost people don't binu. Hello.
Amen.
It should not binu.
It is Satan that gets annoyed.
This thing that I'm saying, they look funny to you. But I'm telling you the truth. God bless you. You can bear with somebody knowing that what make you what you are is not by might. It's not by power. Oh, by my spirit.
Shuban nipa emi mi Oluwa wi o.
It's not by might.
It's not by might.
It's not by power.
It's not by power. Oh, by my spirit says the Lord.
This mountain must be removed.
Okay, you good or shidi.
And other mountains must be removed. This mountain must be removed. Hallelujah. By my spirit
nípa ẹ̀mí mi Olúwa wí.
You will bear with a man that is not converted.
Pẹ̀lú ẹni tí ò tí ní ìgbàlà.
You will bear with a woman
o le farada
that is not converted.
Pẹ̀lú obìnrin tí ò tí ní
ìgbàlà. Not that you compromise with them.
Iye kó pàbọ̀dé pẹ̀lú wọn.
You bear with them because you know it is not by the works of your hands that make you what you are.
Ló jẹ́ kó jẹ́ ohun tó jẹ́ o.
Àánú Olúwa la rí gbà o.
It's because we have received the mercy of God.
His grace.
Lórí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
Nothing but grace.
Kò sí òmíràn bí òṣèré ọ̀fẹ́ rẹ̀.
This girl will stay together.
Àwọn obìnrin tẹ́ jọ ń gbé.
I call her sister Grace.
Tí mo ń pè ní arábìnrin Grace.
She doesn't know why I often call her.
Kò mọ ìdí tí mo ṣe ń pè bẹ́ẹ̀.
Grace.
Lórí ọ̀fẹ́.
It's what will make you to be a Christian.
Òun ni òun kò lè jẹ́
Kristẹni.
Kò sí nǹkan míì.
Because your great father.
Tó pé bàbá ńlá bàbá rẹ.
Were sinners.
Wọ́n jẹ́ ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
Your mama be sinner.
Ìyá rẹ ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
Your papa be sinner.
Bàbá rẹ jẹ́ ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
For you to ever be a Christian.
Láti wá jẹ́
Kristẹni. It's by the foreknowledge of God.
Ó jẹ́ nípa ìmọ̀tẹ́lẹ̀ Ọlọ́run.
It's by the predestinated plan of God.
Ó jẹ́ nípa ìyàntẹ́lẹ̀ Ọlọ́run.
It is then you know what grace is.
Nígbà náà ló mọ ohun tí oore ọ̀fẹ́ túmọ̀ sí.
Oore ọ̀fẹ́ ṣá. Ore ofe o
ni bekele Jesu ko fu araye oku fun mi pelu.
Like I told you, Papa Oluwa wrote me.
Papa
I had that chorus from him.
Ni mo ti kọkọ gbọ orin yen.
Ore ofe ni o.
It is by grace.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When you say Holy Ghost in man, coming to near your girl, don't be afraid. He's not ready to defy your girl. The Holy Ghost will not do that. If you are married to a Holy Ghost in man, you see sisters coming around him. Woman, wife.
Don't be jealous.
It's not going to do them anything. Sister Jia, God bless you. Permit me to say this. I was so close to Sister Taiwo before she got married. Until some people, scrupulous people, they call them. They thought I was living with her. Let me tell you, if you have that type of thought, you need to be converted. Oh, mercy. May God help us. As close as I was to her, there is a reason why the closeness.
Ìdí kan wà fún bí mo ṣe súnmọ́ wọn.
Oh man. May God help us.
Ọlọ́run ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
All of them that I was close to.
Gbogbo wọn tí mo súnmọ́ bẹ́ẹ̀.
I can hold their hands like this to judgment.
Mo lè di ọwọ́ wọn mú báyìí lọ́jọ́ ìdájọ́.
Not even thought in my heart concerning their my sisters.
Kò sí èrò sí wọn. Wọ́n jẹ́ arábìnrin mi ọ̀wọ́n.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Kí Olúwa bùkún fún yín o.
Oh, man. The sisters of my wife.
Àwọn arábìnrin ìyàwó mi.
Some of them stay with us.
Wípé púpọ̀ nínú wọn ló gbé pẹ̀lú wa.
As some other sisters here.
Àti àwọn arábìnrin mi.
We have stayed the same house together.
Àti jọjọ gbé nínú ilé kan tẹ́lẹ̀.
Ṣé mo ṣẹ́jú sí yín rí?
Ǹjẹ́ mo ṣẹ́jú, did I blink my eyes in an unusual way before
to blink
you?
For what?
Did I wink my eyes at you at any
time? A man that is born of God.
Ẹni tí Ọlọ́run ti tó ti
yàtọ̀ bí. We live like God.
Yóò gbé bí Ọlọ́run.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you that think I was cheating. Let me tell you something. They say I was cheating. In the light of the message of the hour, the pastor is the owner of the tithe. Hello. Hello. These are ministers here.
Àwọn oníwàásù ni yìí
o. He's the owner of the tithe.
Àlùfáà ló ni ìdá mẹ́wàá.
If there are other ministers with him.
Táwọn àlùfáà mi bá wà
olùwàásù. If they preach.
Mi bá wà pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
If they preach.
Tán bá wà sùn.
He can give them something.
Ó lè fún wọn ní kankan.
Hello.
Àbí ẹ jẹ́ ń
gbọ́. But in this place.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní ìhín yìí.
The arrangement I made here.
Ètò tí mo là kalẹ̀ ní.
Is that we put every minister on a salary.
Òní pé a mú gbogbo àwọn oníwàásù wa sórí a salary.
Then you say I'm cheating.
Wọ́n sọ pé mo yan ni jẹ.
Maybe somebody give me tithe. I give some meeting to somebody to say I'm cheating.
Ìdá mẹ́wàá.
The entire money is mine.
Gbogbo owó tó jẹ́ ìdá mẹ́wàá tèmi ni náà.
What are you talking about?
Kí ló tó ń sọ?
God bless you.
Kí Olúwa kó gbogbo fún
yín. I say God bless you.
Kí Olúwa gbogbo fún yín.
But even in the minister's meeting. It was a topic one time. It was a topic. Of course, we know what the message says about it. That does not change my mind. We decided to do that here. Say cheating who? Who is cheating who? I'm the type. I don't do my things in secret. Oh, mercy. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Some brethren in the U.S., they wanted to be sending tithe to me. I called them and said, you send money to me, what is it? Say
tithe.
I said, you are in U.S., you are sending tithe to me. I said, it's not done. The prophet said, tithe belongs to where you receive your spiritual food. I said, the pastor there will be pastoring you in vain. I said, don't do it. Do you know what dollar is? One thing about a Holy Ghost free man, nothing can entice him. Not even money. Praise God, amen.
Amen. Ati amen.
I'm not saying you should do what I want to say. I can go out and borrow money to meet the need of somebody. Not be legal pay. What's it for time you? Praise God, amen. Look, you are more blessed by giving than to receive. Keep your million to yourself. The little I have, I will spend it the way I want to spend it. God bless you. I say, God bless you. May God have mercy on us. James said, faith without works is dead. He said, show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith with works. His sister is destitute. Come to you and you can help him. You say, oh, God bless you. God bless you. What is wrong with you? May God help us. God bless you, my brother. I will mention your name. I've seen brethren. A brother that built a house, attached it to somebody. A house. Then what are you talking about? I'm looking at the time. Your rice will not be cold. It will not be cold. God bless you. God chose the place of worship. If you are there, whether you are in the kitchen cooking, you are worshiping. Whether you are in the toilet, you are worshiping. Whether you are taking your bath, you are worshiping. Anywhere you are driving, you are worshiping. Because you are in the place that God has chosen you to worship. If you are in Christ, look. He doesn't take you anything special. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you, brothers and sisters.
Kí Olúwa bùkún fún yín o, arákùnrin sẹ̀sẹ̀. Amen.
Shalom to you.
Shalom, shalom.
Alafia. You love the Lord.
Ṣé ẹ fẹ́ràn Jésù?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ami o.
I spent 50 years with my wife.
Mo ti gbé pẹ̀lú ẹ ní
àádọ́ta. For your information.
Ìyàwó mi.
For your information.
Fún ìfitó ni.
Our honeymoon.
Adùnìgbéyàwó wa.
Our honeymoon.
Adùnìgbéyàwó wa.
Has no cease.
Kò tíì dẹ́kun, kò tíì lópin. Ami.
What is responsible?
Kí ló ń tó fà á?
The Holy Ghost.
Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ ni.
The Holy Ghost.
Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ ni.
You that cannot respect your husband.
O lè bọ̀wọ̀ fọ́kọ rẹ.
Your husband will say one.
Ọkọ rẹ ó sọ kan.
You say 20.
Ó sọ ogún.
You are not clever.
Jáfáfá.
You are carnal.
O jẹ́ ẹni ara.
The Bible says you should be like Sarah.
Bíbélì ní kò ó yẹ kó dàbí Sarah.
Who was calling Abraham Lord?
Ó bọ̀wọ̀ fọ́kọ rẹ̀ tí pé ní Olúwa.
Lord.
Olúwa mi.
Anything that the Bible demands.
Ohunkóhun tí Bíbélì bá ní kó ṣe.
If you are filled with the Holy Ghost.
Bá ní ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
It will not be a problem to you.
Kò ní jẹ́ ìyọnu fún ọ, kò ní jẹ́ ìṣòro fún ara o.
It will be a problem.
Ara kò ní jẹ́ ìṣòro fún ọ.
Power.
Agbára.
For service.
Láti sìn.
God bless you.
Kí Olúwa bùkún fún yín o.
No matter how beautiful you are.
Ó ti wù kó rẹ wà tó.
You are created for one man.
Ó dá ọ fún ọkùnrin kan ṣoṣo.
If you allow men to be running after you.
Ó bá gba àwọn oríṣiríṣi ọkùnrin láti máa lépa rẹ.
You are on your way to hell.
Ó wà lójú ọ̀nà rẹ sọ́run àpáàdì.
Hell is real.
Ọ̀run àpáàdì àrígbámú ni o.
And heaven is real.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ sì ni ojúlówó ọ̀run náà, ó jẹ́ àrígbámú.
If you are filled with the Holy Ghost,
tó bá kún fún ẹ̀mí mímọ́,
you'll be able to keep your virginity until you are married.
Ó lè pa jíjẹ́wú ní ààrẹ mọ́ títí tí a ó fi fẹ́ ọ ní ṣùlọ́.
If not,
bí bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
When you go to higher institution of learning, students will pursue you. Workers will pursue you. Lecturers will pursue you. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't have resistance. You will almost become a prostitute before you leave there.
Maybe
I gave you a testimony of a sister. The lecturer told her, "You will never pass my course except I live with you." The sister smiled. She just walked, leave the university to somewhere else. Only go see men. Only go see women. They don't compromise. Let me say this before we close. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you can sit down with a family that are having problems. You will not put blame there. You will not put blame there. I bring both of them to peace.
It's
Holy Ghost. God bless you. I say, God bless you. You will prefer the other person than yourself.
Ó fẹ́ràn àlàáfíà ẹnì kejì gbáyégbádùn rẹ̀ ju ti ẹ gan lọ.
The other day we were traveling. The brother gave me the front seat to sit down.
Ni kí n jókòó síwájú.
I wanted to find out the wife was sitting at the back. I said, "Eh!"
Wọ́n rí pé ìyàwó rẹ̀ jókòó sẹ́yìn.
This front where I sit down, na your wife permanent seat, na be this.
Ìbò ìyàwó rẹ̀ ni o.
He said, "No, they are carrying another woman." It's okay.
Ara ni o ti gbé.
When we were coming back, we no carry another woman. He still put me in the front. I said, "This one you will not work." Sister, come forward.
Arábìnrin ẹ wá jókòó
síwájú. What God has done together. Let no pastor put us on
there.
God bless you. I say, God bless you. I love
you.
I love you. Because he first loved me. I purchased my salvation.
O si ra igbala mi lori igbelebo.
Are you enjoying your salvation?
Ṣé o ń gbádùn ìgbàlà rẹ bí?
It's wonderful. I know of a sister that I will pursue here like anything. She was in the university. I said, sister, you are in university. You have not repented. You are not yet baptized.
What's wrong with you?
May God help us. I say, may God help us.
Evil
thing, immoral thing, cannot even come to your thoughts. We are small, small Christ on earth. We are, we live above sin. Hello. God bless you. Our time will soon expire. The chosen place of worship by God is in Christ. Until you are in Christ,
you haven't gotten there.
You are walking towards it. Make sure you have the Holy Ghost. If you don't know what to do to have the Holy Ghost, come and ask me. I know what the message says. There is a message the prophet preached. What is the Holy Ghost? What is the Holy Ghost giving
for?
How do I know I have the Holy Ghost? The prophet didn't allow that to be recorded. Today, the denominations, they say when you speak in tongues, you have the Holy Ghost. Many of them, women, we painted it, they speak in tongues. That is not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will never make you to paint your lips. The Holy Ghost will never make you to submit yourself to a man that has not paid your dowry.
Hello.
Hello. Let me say this. Do you know they're supposed to be talking of virginity? In the Old Testament, there was what they call talking of virginity. They spread white cloth. For the first time, a man is going to live with her. The prophet said, when God created a woman, but he put a veil. He put a veil. So say, because of sport. No sport can touch that place. He put a veil. Take the man body to penetrate, to break that
thing.
And it is not an easy thing. When you break it, it must bleed. The bleeding that stained that white is the token of virginity. Hello. Hello. Don't submit yourself to a man. I don't care how much he will do to you. God can forgive you, but that mark is with you forever. God bless you. I say, God bless you. You love the Lord. You can't help but love
him.
Have you been baptized? How old are you? 11. When you reach 12, give your life to Christ. Hello, sister. How old are you? I know you. 13. Have you repented? Have you been baptized? No. Why? You have been the age of a catabolic at 12. As you are now, you should go now. No automatic evil for you.
ọrun
ọfẹ wọn. I used to watch all of you in the box that is in my room.
Inú mo máa ń rán tó wà ní ọ́fíìsì.
Some of you will never open mouth to see.
Púpọ̀ yẹn ní lanu kẹ́kọrin.
You will never see.
Ẹ ní kọrin.
I used to watch you before.
Mo máa ń wò yín.
May God help us.
Ọlọ́run wà lọ́wọ́ o.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power unto salvation to them that believe. I'll be traveling very soon. Very soon I'll be traveling. I will go to my village. From my village, I will go to Onitsha. From Onitsha, I will go to Benin before I come back. That's about 3 weeks. If God spare my life, later in the year, I will go to U.S. People that have been praying for me, to show to them, God answered their prayer.
Amen.
Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
We say, Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
We say, Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
That is the one who is our Savior.
He's
our provider.
He's
our healer.
He's
our deliverer.
He's our
protection.
He's
our resurrection.
He's
our life.
He's
everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. Jesus is everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my brother, and my sister.
He's
everything to me. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Look,
God forbid. Even if they put me inside prison, falsely accused because I won't commit crime. My job in the prison, no prison can take it. You remember Paul and Silas when they put them in the prison in the night? They started worshiping God. As they were worshiping God, earthquake came, shook the doors of the old prison open. And when the warder came around, he carried what do you call it now? Soul. Wanted to kill himself. Paul said, hey, we are all here. Don't kill yourself. I
want
you. He just came. He said, what shall I do? Paul told him what to do. That night he was baptized at his family. The God that we serve is a God that works miracles. There is no situation that he cannot change. That is our God. He can do all things.
Only she on Google.
Only trust him. Only trust him. He cannot disappoint. No disappointment in him. This God that we serve. When Daniel stood for God, and the people conspire against him, they told lie against him. They went. They say, King, all of us, we have agreed because there is somebody in your kingdom. He doesn't respect you. You sign this thing that we have made. That for the next 30 days, nobody will worship any other God. Except your image.
Ko se ere ta gbe kale loruko re.
I don't care what the persecution will be.
Holy
Ghost in man will not bother himself. If someone has come here now with AK-47, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, Holy Man Tosara. Yes, you say we on your body. But Abraham said, they told him, we will drop bomb where you are preaching one day. He said, before the sound, the sound will settle. I will be in the sixth dimension. That's if God allow you to detonate. God can make your bomb not to explode. Hello. God bless you, church. Anyone that God keeps, is dead.
He's
our keeper.
He's
our guide.
He's
our leader.
He's
our all in all. God bless you, church.
Say,
God, shake one another. Say, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brother. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, brother. Brother, shalom. Yes, sir. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, brother. Shalom. Shalom to your soul. Amen.
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 Amen. Let us bow our heads. Commune with God. Talk to Him. Are you in God's chosen place of worship?
Are you there?
Or
you are on your way there?
How do you take it serious? Do you raise requests or you are ashamed to raise requests? You think it's enough to be eating Lord's Supper? When you are not certain, you have the Holy Ghost. As we bring the service to a close,
if
you want to be remembered in prayer, just raise up your hand wherever you are. God sees your heart and knows why you raise your hand. Hold your request in your heart. Our dear Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God, the one that made the heavens and the earth. The one that commanded the moon and the stars to shine in the night. The one that commanded the sun to shine only in the day. The one that ruled in the affairs of men. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the ending. The one that was, the one that is, the one that is to come, the Almighty God. We thank you at this hour. We thank you for the age we are living in. We thank you for manifesting us on the surface of the earth in this age. We didn't choose to be here. It is your pre-plan that brought us here. Lord, thank you for ordaining us to come in contact with this message, that this message might transform our lives and give us luxury faith. Thank you for thus far. Your grace has helped us. The rest of the journey is in your hands. Lord, this is one of the messages that your prophet preached. God chose a place of worship. He has made us to know that until we come to this Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we are not yet worshiping God acceptably. Master, as many as are in this audience that are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus, may you have mercy. May you fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Those already filled, may you refill them.
Amen.
Those that think they are filled and they are not filled, may you fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As many as are sick in the body, but the Lord our God has healed all our diseases.
Amen.
Every form of sickness, whether inward or outward, may you flush them out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Satan, shame unto you. Jesus has defeated you at Calvary.
Yes.
Therefore, you have no right to disturb any of his children.
Yes.
Come out from the people of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name.
Hallelujah.
For granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
And amen. God bless you.
I
say God bless you. God is good.
He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and praise the Lord.
Oh God
is good. He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and praise the Lord.
God is good.
God is good.
He has done me well. God is good. He has done
me well. Oh my soul, I love and praise the Lord.
You can see my Fosho walking to me.
He
said, I've forgotten the birthday people. If you have the birthday, can you raise your hand? Just raise your hand wherever you are.
Okay, one can know us. Okay.
Okay. Okay, the little girl. All right.
Sister.
Who?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Yes. Emmanuel Adogu.
Okay. Okay. That's all right. How many of them?
Two sisters.
Including you? Oh. Okay. No problem. Let us sing happy birthday. Sisters receive for brother, brothers receive for sister.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Never grow old. Never grow old. In the land where we'll never grow old. Oh, no.
our way to that land where we will never grow old. We will not be counting days there, no weeks, months, years, no birthday celebration. We shall be eternal day. We shall be like the angel. Hallelujah. God bless you. I say God bless you. If you have any question concerning the message you just heard,
Lori Iwasu not
that office, Nigeria
Day.
Even if I'm eating, you come, I will suspend the food.
God first.
And we answer you before I eat my food. Shalom.
Alafia for you, John.
Alafia
for you.
God bless
you. Kilo for you.
When the darkness I see, if you waiting for me, I won't have to cross your dark alone. Hallelujah.
Baba she la she pe o eti ba sha li bo ba ye bi e bi mi ba she la she pe
eti ba she
eti ba sha ra bo baba she la she pe.
If you can't dance,
do you want to, oh God, you want to be a debtor?
Some of you will dance, so I don't know. Can you? Bob Marley. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, no worldly thing can move you. No. You will never be jealous of any man. You are satisfied with what God has made you to be. Oh, God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Okay, let me look for, I don't know. If I start singing choruses, we will not come out here. Let me look for one here.
Make me figure.
God bless you. I say God bless you. I'm very happy. I'm telling you. Okay, let's seek 247. My faith has found a resting place. Has your faith found a resting place?
I love the whole
My Savior.